Trevor, hi, welcome to Amuna Daily. Look, I want to share with you a story that I always tell the week of Slichus because it helps me a lot. So I want to share it with you. In the Lodz ghetto, during the time of the Holocaust, the Germans, Yimach Shemam, cemented closed all of the mikvahs. They were afraid the Jews were going to get infected. That's what they were afraid of. I guess they wanted to kill them while they were still fresh. So all the mikvahs were closed. And it was Erev Yom Kippur. And there was a tzaddik that was there. He was called the Rebbe from Radishitz. Ultimately, he didn't make it through the war. But we have a story from the Gabbai that was with him during that time. So it's Erev Yom Kippur. You can imagine a tzaddik like this never missed a mikveh in his life. What's he going to do? And they were hiding someplace in a bunker, and all of a sudden a barcha comes crawling over to the Rebbe into this bunker because it was against the law. The Germans had a curfew and it was already late at night. And he said, "Rebbe, there's good news. There's a mikveh. There's a mikveh. It's Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mikveh. But Rebbe, it's dangerous to go, but I could tell you where it is." And the Rebbe said, "How could that be? Where's this mikveh?" And they said that, the boy said that, "Look, the next in the apartment building in the basement, which is adjacent to one of the closed mikvehs, there were Jews that with knives and forks and spoons, whatever, their hands, they dug out an opening to the mikveh." And the Rebbe said, "Okay, I'm going to go." And the boy ran off to the next Rosh Hashiva, to the next Rosh Hashiva or Rebbe, whatever it is. And before he left, he said, "Rebbe, but please, it's a total secret. It's mamash's secret. I was just sent to tell the remaining Rebbes and Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas. It's a secret." So Rebbe said, "Of course." Anyway, the Rebbe and his Gabbai went, also risking their lives, crawling through the streets until they got to this place. And they went downstairs. And when they were going downstairs, they were holding a candle. And they looked and they saw hundreds of Jews, not Rebbes and Rosh Hashivas. Amcha Beis Yisrael, hardworking Jews who had already suffered so much and had lost so much. And there was a hole in the wall that was just enough for, like, to push a person through. There was a yid that was pushing the guy through, and then there was another one by the mikveh, in the other building next door, catching the guy. And they were taking turns, quick, quick, schnell, teufel, come in, out. And everybody was waiting for their turn. And the Rebbe said to the Gabbai, "Where do you see such a thing? That in such a time, in such a place, that all these people are looking for is an opening to the mikveh." Chevra, that's where we are right now. You and I, that's all we want, that's all we're begging for. Hashem, psach lanu shaar, open up a gate, open up a place for me and you to be able to teuvel, to be able to teuvel from this past year, to purify ourselves. And to get ready for an unbelievable, beautiful year of Me'ashpeis, Yerem Evya, and Tavshin Pei Aleph. You already heard, it's found the Chasam Sofer, Remez of Ashpeis, that from the darkness of this past year, Hashem Yisbach should help each and every one of us to find that opening, to get to something better. And we have to believe with all of our hearts that Hashem is waiting there, and He's going to catch us with in His arms, and He's going to help us. Zarakti Alechem Mayim, and He's going to tovel us, He's going to purify us. I want to wish each and every one of you that you should be nechtav and nechtam b'sifrim shel tzaddikim for a good year. And we should be zeichet to see each other, mitzvah Hashem, getting ready to go into the Beis HaMikdash pure and prepared to greet Mashiach Tzadkeinu. A good year.